We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. For those of you just tuning in, you've missed an amazing story, or at least I consider it to be amazing. Nemi finds it laughable.
I do not. Oh, my God. Thanks for putting words in my mouth,
Weren't
Ian.
You laughing at it earlier?
I was not laughing at
you
it.
You weren't?
I rolled my eyes because you were telling me a story about butterflies and pretty ladies.
Well, we're talking about a guy who had a what could not really be described as a typical near-death experience because his brain was dead during this experience. I mean, he was a neurosurgeon in a coma for 7 days, bacteria eating his brain, basically meningitis, as he describes it. And his cerebral cortex had completely shut down. No activity whatsoever to be found in his brain. But yet, his consciousness was soaring high. And he was experiencing something that is hard to describe in human words. And it did involve some millions of butterflies and a pretty lady who didn't actually speak with words, but spoke with thoughts. And some of those thoughts were very, very nice thoughts. Like, for instance, as he points out here in his story, she said, "You are loved and cherished dearly forever. You have nothing to fear, and there's nothing you can do wrong." And he, you know, we're going to link to this on the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter pages. So if you missed the first portion of this guy's experience, you'll be able to experience it that way. Or, of course, you can go play back the archive later at freetalklive.com and listen that way. But it was an amazing experience, and the thing that really sets him apart, as he points out in the beginning of his piece, is that he believes that he's the only person who's had this experience while completely brain dead, medically, you know, not having any activity going on there, and also being under medical observation the entire time. And so he's got some more observations, and then we're going to get to you and your thoughts on this, or whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Also, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. So, and remember, throughout all of this just incredible experience, life-changing experience, he was a skeptic prior to this. And indeed, he says, "I know full well how extraordinary, how frankly unbelievable all this sounds. Had someone, even a doctor, told me a story like this in the old days, I would have been quite certain that they were under the spell of some delusion. But what happened to me was far from being delusional, as real or more real than any event in my life. And that includes my wedding day and the birth of my two sons. What happened to me demands explanation. Modern physics tells us that the universe is a unity, that it is undivided. Though we seem to live in a world of separation and difference, physics tells us that beneath the surface, every object and event in the universe is completely woven up with every other object and event. There is no true separation." And that seems to be, I'm no physicist, but that seems to be what quantum physics has been telling us.
I've seen videos on YouTube about it, yeah.
That are mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Before my experience, these ideas were mere abstractions. Today, they are realities. Not only is the universe defined by unity, it is also, I now know, defined by love. The universe, as I experienced it in my coma, is, I have come to see with both shock and joy, the same one that both Einstein and Jesus were speaking of in their very different ways. I've spent decades as a neurosurgeon at some of the most prestigious medical institutions in our country. I know that many of my peers hold, as I myself did, to the theory that the brain, and in particular the cortex, generates consciousness, and that we live in a universe devoid of any kind of emotion, much less the unconditional love that I now know God and the universe have toward us. And this is, of course, what, you know, mystics and New Agers and various different, you know, religions have been saying for a long time, that, you know, God is love. That, Mark, this is a perspective that should be familiar to you because you don't believe in the whole hell concept, that there's only a loving, if there is a God, that it is a loving one.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this God's a singular being, if he's made up of all of our consciousness from everywhere, if, you know, both of those things are true. But I can't imagine for a second. In fact, it throws me into a rage, this idea of hell. I mean, I understand that we as humans want this very, very badly. We want people, bad people, to be punished for their actions, and I get that. But, you know, the idea that the idea that I do not accept the Christ story as, you know, fact, that God is going to say to me, my son, my precious child, off to eternal damnation with you. For the rest of time, you will be separated from me and you will be tortured in ways that you can only imagine because you didn't believe a little story that I put out there that was, you know, a translation of a translation. I mean, if he wanted me to believe that story, he should have done a little bit better as far as evidence goes. And I'm, you know, sorry. I just don't believe it, and I can't believe for a second a loving and just God is going to send me to hell for not believing that story. And frankly, if a loving and just God is going to send me to hell for not believing that story, he and I don't understand what love is, and he and I don't understand what justice is the same way, and I don't want to spend eternity with him.
So he says the belief, the idea that the cortex creates consciousness, he says, now lies broken at our feet. What happened to me destroyed it, and I intend to spend the rest of my life investigating the true nature of consciousness and making the fact that we are more, much more than our physical brains as clear as I can, both to my fellow scientists and to people at large. So you had asked what he was going to do now, Nemi. Yeah. He says, I don't expect this to be an easy task for the reasons I described previously. When the castle of an old scientific theory begins to show fault lines, no one wants to pay attention at first. The old castle simply took too much work to build in the first place, and if it fails, or falls, rather, an entirely new one will have to be constructed in its
place.
Science
tends to be bad about this, is once it decides something's orthodoxy, it doesn't like to let it go, and it takes a lot of work to get those things changed. I'm not saying that this is going to get it changed.
He says, I learned this firsthand after I was well enough to get back out into the world and talk to others, people, that is, other than my long-suffering wife, Holly, and our two sons, about what had happened.
Long-suffering. I love the idea of calling your wife long-suffering.
The looks of polite disbelief, especially among my medical friends, soon made me realize what a task I would have getting people to understand the enormity of what I had seen and experienced that week while my brain was down. One of the few places I didn't have trouble getting my story across was a place I'd seen fairly little of before my experience, church. The first time I entered a church after my coma, I saw everything with fresh eyes. The colors of the stained glass windows recalled the luminous beauty of the landscapes I'd seen in the world above. The deep bass notes of the organ reminded me of how thoughts and emotions in that world are like waves that move through you. And most important, a painting of Jesus breaking bread with his disciples evoked the message that lay at the very heart of my journey, that we are loved and accepted unconditionally by a God even more grand and unfathomably glorious than the one I'd learned of as a child in Sunday school. Today, many believe that the living spiritual truths of religion have lost their power, and that science, not faith, is the road to truth. Before my experience, I strongly suspected that this was the case myself. But I now understand that such a view is far too simple. The plain fact is that the materialist picture of the body and the brain as the producers, rather than the vehicles of human consciousness, is doomed. In its place, a new view of mind and body will emerge, and in fact is emerging already. This view is scientific and spiritual in equal measure, and will value what the greatest scientists of history themselves always valued above all, truth. This new picture of reality will take a long time to put together. It won't be finished in my time, or even, I suspect, my son's either. In fact, reality is too vast, too complex, and too irreducibly mysterious for a full picture of it ever to be absolutely complete. But in essence, it will show the universe as evolving, multidimensional, and known down to its every last atom by a God who cares for us even more deeply and fiercely than any parent ever loved their child. I'm still a doctor.
I can only imagine that's true, right? Like, I'm a flawed human who, you know, possesses all the traits of positive and negative of primates out there. And the idea that I could somehow treat my son better than God would treat his if he made a mistake just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
He says, I'm still a doctor and still a man of science every bit as much as I was before I had my experience, but on a deep level, I'm very different from the person I was before, because I've caught a glimpse of this emerging picture of reality. And you can believe me when I tell you, it'll be worth every bit of of the work it'll take us and those who come after us to get it right. We're coming up.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Control of the airwaves, do it toll free, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about this doctor, the neurosurgeon, who had quite the near-death experience that really changed his perspective on what consciousness is all about. But you can, 855-450-FREE, and connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian. Oh, You know, I've been really screwing this up here. You know what? I know why it is.
I'm an atheist.
I actually had both of you muted, but it didn't get around to Mark first because you guys were yammering while we were coming back from break. So I didn't want your yammering to be picked up
yammering.
On the microphones.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, Nemi and Mark are also here, and your calls. 855-453. We're going to get right to them here in moments. But first, I'll tell you about some delicious candles.
Well, delicious candles, what kind of sense does that make?
Things can smell delicious, can't they?
The Shrine of Female Listeners, for which Savory Scents is now a sponsor, we are offering people the opportunity to win a little gift package from Savory Scents. All you have to do is, women, all you have to do is send in your picture, and it has to be validated. Ian, what's that validation process?
That means you have to show with some evidence in the photo, and video qualifies too, that you are a listener of Free Talk Live.
And so all the entrants, anybody who sends in a picture, whether that's somebody who's already in the shrine sends a new picture, or somebody who wants to be in the shrine now, the only thing that qualifies you is 2X chromosomes. It's shrine.freetalklive.com for more information on how to enter.
That means we're discriminating, Mark.
That's right.
Is that legal?
It's the Shrine of Female Listeners. What do you think?
Anyway, it's a great little package. The candles do smell delicious, I think.
I wasn't sure where that whole conversation was going when we were talking about the shrine.
And you've got 8 days, by the way, to get in for this month's drawing, because we're going to do this on a once-a-month basis.
Yeah, I'm thinking Sweet. February is probably going to have a better chance, because March will be a whole 31 days. February is just a few days toward the end of February.
Right, go to shrine.freetalklive.com. The instructions for submitting your picture are right there.
Yeah, and these are great candles. They have a good scent throw.
Dave's on the line. He's actually on Skype with us. Dave in Montana. Good evening.
Hey, yo, greetings, one and all.
Dave, what's on your mind?
The doctor's story is fantastic.
Isn't it?
And my point is, I think when his spirit guide there told him that, you know, he was surrounded with love and he has nothing to fear and that he could do nothing wrong, I think that was meant for when he was in that spirit land time, you know, because we know for sure there's things to fear and things that be done wrong here in this world, and our government is a perfect example of that.
You know, here's what I'm wondering about this, Dave, is that if this life that we're currently in here is transient and there is another spiritual realm beyond, or dimension or whatever, beyond this life, then is there anything to fear? And can
right.
one do
That's
wrong?
That's what I was saying. When he was in that time with that spirit being, that lady or whatever he thought it was or whatever, the cloud mist or whatever he said, that's when he had nothing to fear, he could do no wrong, and he was surrounded by love in that time when he was there.
This is where interpretation is going to come into play, and I think that the guy who wrote this, by the way, Eben Alexander, the doctor, does have a book coming out. I don't know if it's out yet. It's called Proof of Heaven, A Neurosurgeon's Journey into the Afterlife, so I imagine that maybe he'll get into some more detail as to what his experience was there. But I have to disagree with you. I think that those statements apply to this here and now. And
this government, man, is doing wrong things, man. We're bombing countries just because they don't do banking the way we do banking. That's wrong.
Oh, I agree. No, I totally agree.
And if you say that at the wrong time in front of the wrong people, you're a terrorist and could be taken away. That's something to fear.
No, I totally agree, Dave, that, you know, things that happen in this reality, it is totally appropriate to make value judgments about them and say, well, that's bad, you know, rape, murder, those things are bad.
What do you mean? You cannot say what we're doing is wrong in this world by bombing countries just because they don't want to practice fractional reserve banking, man.
Well, first of all, Dave, I'm not bombing anybody. You mean the federal government?
Yeah, as long as we use the green stuff in our pocket and go buy the stuff, that money, it's blood money, man.
One of the reasons
why I support
Bitcoin.
From here on out,
it's
blood money, and we're the only ones that could stop it until we stop using it. But I'm just saying, that guy, I know where he was because I experienced the light or the wings or the birds or I understand why the spirit, the Holy Spirit is represented with a white dove because it's a flapping light. It's a light.
When did you experience that, Dave?
I had a near-death experience.
Okay.
And, And I wanted to stay, but they said, no way, you can't, you got to go. And I came back. But that light that he was talking about, I know exactly, there's no words to explain it. The only thing you could explain it as a flapping light, like bird wings all around, and you can't turn quick enough to catch what made it. You can't be quick enough.
Dave, thanks for sharing your story tonight. Always appreciate hearing from you with the thoughts. Very good, sir. 855 450 free card.
I love the idea of Dave in the afterlife trying to see the flapping Holy
Where
Spirit.
You're on, and you're in New Hampshire. Good evening.
I like to say that I had a transcendental experience because it was in the dentist's office under anesthetic.
I think this is how Scientology came about.
Under anesthetic, I can honestly say that I figured I saw four-dimensional structures and came back into the world, into time and space and all that. I think it is dream state. The surgeon was certainly his cerebrum wasn't active, but not the rest of his brain. The cerebellum, the vision centers, the audio centers, those were all still working. And who's to say that he didn't wake up remembering a dream and decided it was real?
I'm really with you, and I'm kind of interested to know, as he was coming out of this coma, isn't his brain coming back into this? And have you ever misremembered something? I mean, I misremember stuff all the time. Or did you have a dream that's so vivid that it seems real, and when you first wake up, you can't really tell what's real, what's not? You know what I mean?
And I'm not going to discount. The fact is that this story affects whomever it affects in whatever way it affects them.
Is a good story. It's a heck of a lot better than all. Oh my God, we're all going to die, and the Hitler's coming back and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a lovely bedtime story.
Yes, exactly. I prefer a universe of love and everybody being happy, and you can't do any, well, wrong this way, but maybe being bad to people is wrong just because it's wrong. Who knows?
Yeah, it's difficult to, this is one of the problems I have with sort of the afterlife concept. If the afterlife concept is true, then the world we live in isn't nearly as important because, you know, who cares? This is just a stop along the way. You know, it kind of diminishes the importance of what we do in this life.
This life is what we have. I like to deal with this. If it turns out it's not the only thing, yeah.
Then you did okay.
Yeah,
very good, Kurt. Appreciate your call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I definitely still want to get into this statement that there is nothing you can do wrong, because that's certainly something that there's a lot of objections, I think, that can come up to that statement. 855-450-FREE, and of course you can take control. Connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm or on the way, Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners, lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners, but they need you. GCN is looking for motivated self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, what is the nature of consciousness? That is kind of the overarching discussion here, since we read an amazing story by a doctor, a neurosurgeon, who didn't believe in anything after necessarily death or the idea that they, or he fully believed in the idea that the consciousness is created by the brain, but now he believes the reverse, and that is that the brain is just a vehicle for consciousness coming in from the ether, for instance. I've linked to the full piece, by the way, over at our Twitter and Facebook. Mark, you accidentally linked to a different piece which referenced the full piece.
I just wanted to get that the quotes out there. I kind of liked them.
Like the universal messages?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to continue with you and your thoughts, and you can join us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options for you, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Three different streaming options for different internet connection speeds. And every now and then, one of those options will go down, just because that's what happens with computers sometimes. They break. So our broadband stream, not working tonight. But that's just the broadband stream for Free Talk Live. The LRN broadband stream is still working. The mid-band and the low-bandwidth streams are still working. So
for Free Talk Live.
Correct. So if you encounter a situation where one of our streams that you normally use is not functioning correctly, go ahead and try one of the other ones and see if that works out for you. Because most of the time, if one of them's down, the others are working fine.
And also be sure to contact us for your refund.
Which is zero, because all of it's free. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can get tuned in there and learn about our over 100 radio stations from coast to coast on AM and FM, on XM Satellite Radio. You can find out when and where we're on there all 7 nights a week. In addition to that, we're up on the Bitcoin free-to-air channel, which you can learn more about. That is available throughout North and Central America for completely free. Plus, there's the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Learn more there.
On this evening's Edgington Post, I interviewed Phil Cox, who's the CEO of a company that supplies, that you can go find at foods.freetalklive.com.
Nope, it's food. You need me to set the other one up, Mark?
You might as well, because I've said it a few times here. Food.freetalklive.com. And, you know, it's a company that gives, that provides emergency food in some kind of a situation. You never know what kind of emergency might arise. Emergency food's a good idea. And this company, the Legacy Premium brand, is it's significant. It's head and shoulders above the other brands out there. It's 100% GMO free, MSG free, artificial flavor free, preservative free, for less than $1.50 a meal with our the largest package there. It's
all right. Now hold on a second. The last time I talked about this deal, it was $2.50. Whoa,
that was
the
smallest package.
Uh-huh.
So the smallest package is $2.50. The largest package is $1.50. So there's some savings to be had.
So if you are a single person and you don't need to have a whole pallet full of food, the higher end price might be where you're paying, but you can get it down as low as $1.53 per, was it serving?
Yeah, it's $1.53 for the special that we have on our site, but they can even do better than that if you give them a call. And the telephone number's there, is all you have to do is go to food.freetalklive.com and, you know, mention Free Talk Live when you call in, and that'll give you the Free Talk Live discount.
And excellent.
They're the only company, excuse me, one of the very few companies that has an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. They've got vegetarian and gluten-free options. And their cost, like I said, half of the competition. They're the best in storability, taste, and price. There's free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com. There's a comparison chart there that I think is great. But what you should do if you're interested in stored food is you should listen to this 20-minute or so interview. I think it might have gone a little over 20 minutes on the Edgington Post that I did with Phil Cox. It's, you know, this guy knows everything that there is to know about this industry. So if you're looking to buy, oftentimes these can be, you know, a pretty sizable three-figure investment. You probably should take a few minutes to listen to what this guy has to say about why his products are the best. Now, he's not a big, heavy seller. He tends to equivocate because he's, you know, he doesn't want to go over the top. But all the evidence I've seen is the Legacy Premium brand is the best. Go listen to it. You can go to freetalklive.com on the left-hand side. You will see if you the Edgington Post there, and just click on that, and you can see the podcast.
If you click on the Edgington Post, that brings up a podcast, which isn't a really user-friendly thing, Mark.
Okay.
A podcast is something you want to put into a podcast client like iTunes or one of the other podcast clients. But if you just go to the SoundCloud page, it'll be right there.
Okay.
So you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com.
Okay.
And right over by the Edgington Post button is a SoundCloud button, which will take you to all of the audio files for Free Talk Live.
Well, the Edgington Post is at the top right now.
That's right. So Edgington Post, Free Talk Live, all that stuff is on our SoundCloud page. Easy to access. Let's go to Frank. He's in New York, and it's been a while since you've called in, Frank. Good to know you're still out there. At least I presume it's the same Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
I have missed you, Frank.
I missed you guys. I was on in February, and I guess I spilled the beans about the Illuminati plan to put Jeb Bush in as the Republican candidate at the convention. As a result, I've been exiled from my Illuminati friends, and I wasn't even invited to Davos this year.
Is that the reason they changed is that the reason they changed the plan? Because obviously Jeb Bush didn't get nomination.
That's correct.
They heard that you leaked it out on Free Talk Live, and they decided to scrap it.
Who would have known that Free Talk Live had this kind of power? I did.
Yeah. What was interesting, what I said about Ron Paul, even with his delegates, wouldn't be seated at the convention was true. So that had been known, you know, long before, December, January of 2012.
You know, there has been some discussion of the Illuminati on this show since we've last talked to you, Frank, regarding some of their symbology and the things that the
popular music.
Sorry, I missed it, but as I said, I got a new a phone, and now I'm talking to you guys.
Well, great. What I wanted to know was about, you said they've kicked you out and you didn't get invited to Davos.
Well, I was invited to dinner a couple weeks ago, but I'm kind of in the doghouse. But then again, I was always a witty, entertaining person. But even Henry Kissinger wouldn't talk to me, you know. So I guess, you know, you're up, you're down.
So this is good to know, though, that you could be kicked out of... Right. This is good to know that you could be kicked out of the Illuminati and not have some kind of a hitman come after you. I mean, you know,
well,
normally...
Well, they can do that if you're big enough, but I'm currently not.
Okay.
So that's the good news, but I may end up, you know... lecturing in the FEMA camps. Half of the Illuminati will disappear when they take power, just like with the Nazis and the Knights of the Long Knives. They always have their own purges where those that are most valuable are extended. And that's something that all the Illuminati members know. But that's not what I wanted to call about.
Okay,
tonight.
Go ahead.
What I wanted to call about was consciousness,
please.
My favorite topic.
Oh, excellent.
And
yes.
I wanted to say that one of the most interesting theories that's actually a mathematical model came out about a year and a half ago at the University of Bonn in Germany, that we're really living in a computer simulation.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Our reality is nothing more than the mathematical simulation of the games. And in a sense, if that's the case, then whatever we assume may be an afterlife may exist or may not. There's an equal probability of both. But what I wanted to say that's most interesting about this is that the notion of an afterlife in a religion goes back to ancient Babylon and Sumeria. Many years before the Egyptian religions and the priesthood of Amun, and I wanted to say this, that we have to realize that it was a regime of social control and oppression to keep the people from being free, keep the people from doing what they had to do to be happy in this terrestrial life. So in a sense, over the last 60 years in the West, we've seen a tremendous change whereby, in a sense, an intellectual and a spiritual hedonism occurred in the 1960s and 70s. And, in a sense, people were free to follow their own spirits and their own, you know, forms of community and lovemaking and everything. And then it sort of was taken back. And now people are very worried and concerned and behaving more conservatively than ever. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the music.
You don't have to apologize, Frank. I'm going to bring you back here in a moment and finish your thoughts at that time. And we will get you on as well. If you would like, you may comment on whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. You can also connect with us on Skype. Use username lrn.fm. We continue with more Free Talk Live here in moments.
He's Jack.
She's Connie.
And now that we're at that age where the kids are out of the house...
Finally.
Jack.
What? Now we're free to do what we want. And since we have Consumer Cellular with their affordable cell phone service, we can reach the kids anytime.
True. Consumer Cellular's plans start at just $10 a month.
Try Consumer Cellular risk-free for 30 days by calling 888-300-SAVE. And Consumer Cellular is the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members, so be sure to ask about your special discounts.
And there's no contract, so we're not tied down.
Like we were when the kids were still home?
Exactly. Switch to Consumer Cellular today. Plans start at just $10 a month. Call right now for free activation. That's a savings of $35. Plus, get free shipping. No matter how much you use your phone, you'll save with Consumer Cellular. And save yourself from cell phone contracts, too. Call 888-300-SAVE. That's 888-300-SAVE.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets.
But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. Like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Please become an amplifier and do it for $5 a month. That's all it costs you, and for us, that $5 makes a big difference, because when a bunch of people throw $5 into the same pool, it can add up. And that's money that we can use to advertise Free Talk Live, to market it to new radio stations, to promote the show, get on more stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right through our website. And brand new, or actually returning, to the AMP page. It's been gone for a little while. Longer than I can recall. Too long. The custom AMP option is now there on the front page. There's been a couple people here and there that have asked, hey, I'd like to give you guys more than $25 a month, because When you normally look at the AMP page, there's $5, $10, and $25 options per month. And we ask you for $5, but some people want to give more than that, and some people want to give more than the $25 option that we'd had there. And so we created the custom AMP option again for the front page of the site. So it's there over at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, the one restriction is that you cannot use PayPal for the custom AMP. You do have to use a credit card for that. But it is there for those of you that just have too much money burning a hole in your pocket and you want to give it away to us so we can put it to good use, bringing the ideas of freedom to the airwaves. Amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, podcast, forum, and more. Let's go back to Frank. He's in New York. And, Frank, you wanted to tell us a little bit about your thoughts on consciousness, and you were interrupted by the break. Go ahead.
That's fine. Yes, I wanted to say that a highlight of the transformation of consciousness that was not only an individual experience but really a social experience would be the 1960s and sort of that psychedelic period, that summer of love. And we had people such as Timothy Leary, who used psychoactive drugs to achieve a certain level of enlightenment that was short-lived. But what was interesting about that experience was that those in power didn't like to see the mass of people being liberated. Liberation is fine for the elite. So as a result, we've been seeing a clampdown. But there's some wonderful, wonderful events that have been occurring regarding individual consciousness and freedom, and those would be people discovering Eastern meditative traditions, Zen Buddhism, the Indian Hindi methods of enlightenment, a lot of wonderful poets, and in a sense, it's up to you to achieve your own expansion of consciousness, not through drugs or pharmaceuticals, but through the day-to-day living in the Heideggerian sense of being that he defined in his 1927 text, Zeit und Sein, or Being in Time. When we are emancipated and we can choose to be free to expand our consciousness, then not only does our life change, but the lives of others around us change. And that's so important now because we're in a period of a deathly war on the planet, deathly war within our own civilization and culture. And our basic freedoms that really were the high point of enlightenment rationality have been abrogated over the last 10 years with draconian illegal legislation from our Congress and presidential executive orders and such. So in a sense, if it is a computer simulation we're involved in, we have a chance of an afterlife and we have a chance of a non-afterlife. If this really is the single event in our life within the cosmos at this moment in time, then we have to realize that the eternal exists within the moment. We have to embrace it, and we can't fear it, and we must man and woman ourselves up to be courageous individuals.
Cosmonauts.
I love it. I love what Frank is saying right now.
I see
that. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Frank. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yep, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Manny, from the atheist perspective, your thoughts? Oh, you know what? I've done it again.
Really? Really? I don't talk that much on the breaks, Ian. My perspective on this, I don't believe him. I believe that he...
The computer simulation thing? Or
the
part?
Computer simulation. I don't think this is a computer simulation.
Okay.
I just don't. I think this
but
is...
But what else don't you believe?
Well, your question earlier tonight of what is real, I wanted to get back to that article. I had it highlighted because I meant to come back and ask you about it because... His perception of reality, he says this, his perception of his experience above.
You're talking about the article
the
writer,
article about
the doctor?
The doctor said that it felt just as real to him as reality as he knew it.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel? You know, how does he know that that is just as real as what he is experiencing now? Because you would ask me, what's real? But I'm not sure what the answer to the question is or how to appropriately answer the question, but I don't believe personally that this is a computer simulation. I don't believe we have a granddaddy up in the skies.
Yeah.
I don't believe this doctor who apparently has all of the answers and has come back to Earth to remain a brain surgeon. I just don't buy it. The way that I feel is, you know, you are born, you die, you go in the ground, it's done.
And that's it, right?
That's it, you're done.
That used to be my view as an atheist, so I totally understand where you're coming from.
And whatever influence that you have in the course of your life, that is your legacy. That's how you live on, quote unquote. But I don't believe that. Sorry.
There's nothing more beyond this for you.
Nope.
From your perspective.
I think the interesting idea of a computer simulation, I think it's interesting, right? Like, so if you take it from a statistical standpoint, the most likely thing going on right now is that we are a computer simulation of the early 21st century going on in some computer bank somewhere 100 or 1,000 years from now because, you know, they're going to want to run simulation. They're going to have a lot of extra computing power, and they're going to want to run simulations. And they're going to want to simulate everything to see
just
how
like
things
people
happen.
Play SimCity or SimAnt or whatever the, you know, various sim
just
games,
to see
right?
how things come out, and they'll have plenty of computing power, you know, and they'll want to know the answers to these things. Well, what if we did this? What if we did that? What if we had an equal amount of women and men on the planet? What would that come out to? And they'll run the simulation, and, you know, you'll find out.
Emmy's shaking her head.
You don't think that we have a largely equal population of men and women on the planet?
That is not what I'm shaking my head at.
Okay. I'm just saying that they would, you know, statistically, there's much more likelihood that
well,
that's what's
the
going
evidence.
On. But I don't believe it for a second.
So you're saying you think it's statistically likely that we're living in a simulation.
Oh, I think that there's a valid argument in there, but I don't believe it for a second.
Why?
Because everything I experience tells me different.
Well, of course it's going to be a realistic simulation.
It's darn realistic. I can't. I don't want to mess up the simulation, Ian. That's why.
So I want to go back to this statement that was made to him during the experience, and that is that there is nothing you can do wrong. That's something that's going to throw a lot of people for a loop, right? Because it makes it sound like, well, was Hitler? Was he doing the right thing?
Right. Well, of course, everybody goes to Hitler. I would say that this is, you know, the better way to say it is that any of the wrong you do has no afterlife consequences.
My favorite consequence is a video Garrett Ian produced from FreeConquered.org, where he was at a marijuana hearing, actually a medical pot hearing, and there was a guy who was totally crippled. And he managed to, he had some sort of serious back issue that he'd gotten working in a G-force unit in the military where they, you know, put him in a big old,
one of those
spinning machines.
Things, egg separators.
Yeah, yeah, centrifuge. Yeah. Anyway, they put him in a human centrifuge, whatever, and just turned his spine to jelly. And he had a near-death experience as well that he related in this video. It was so profound. He pointed out that in this experience, he experienced what other people experienced of him, meaning that the feelings that he elicited from people, whether it be angry, joy, love, you know, fear, whatever, throughout his whole life, he experienced all those feelings as though he were the person who were feeling those things from whatever it is that he created in other people. And for him, that was just such an amazing moment. Let's go to Troy. He's listening in Saskatchewan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Troy.
Hey. You know, an easy way to tell who's winning a discussion or the argument is to tell which side has the best definitions or has the semantically precise definitions of words. And when I'm listening to, the atheist side, you know, Nima has the, find atheism Nemi. And agnostic. Nemi, sorry.
Yeah, Nima sorry. Is the host Nemi. Of Freedom Fiends.
Or Fia.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Maybe we should have an Emmy and Nima show, though. That would be fun.
But, yeah, I probably only have a minute here. So, but, yeah. Yeah, they're both very intelligent people. But, anyway, if you were to talk about your pantheism or whatever silly idea you have in your head there, if you were to try to describe it, right? I don't think that you could.
It's harder to describe than to just say nothing exists, this is the end, we're done. And that's all we can say right now. Thanks for the call tonight, yep. Troy. You can certainly call another night. We can get into it further. But I think he deemed you the winner tonight.
Hey,
congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.